The Property Valuation Service Corporation is ready to deliver assessment notices to property owners across Nova Scotia. The corporation is responsible for delivering an assessment roll to all 49 municipalities in Nova Scotia and over 650,000 assessment notices to property owners in the province each year. Assistant Director of Operations Laura McLean made a presentation to CBRM Council this week about this year's assessment notices, starting by discussing what the corporation does.
We administer two programs on behalf of the province of Nova Scotia, the CAPT assessment program, also known as the CAP for short, and the Seasonal Tourist Business Designation program. And again, that's on behalf of the provincial government. We don't have any authority to determine land ownership. We also don't have any authority within setting tax rates or collecting taxes. Anything to do with creating tax policy or providing any tax relief. So basically nothing within that tax realm.
In 2005, the provincial government introduced the capped assessment program, which places a cap on the amount that the taxable assessment for eligible residential property can increase year over year. McLean and the PVSC presented an adjusted total cap residential assessment of $6,395,204,600 for the CBRM and total commercial assessment of $2,283,797,700. The PVSC also presented data on dwelling units, saying 430 new dwelling units were added in the CBRM this year. McLean discussed how they came up with their numbers.
We require assessing property at market value, and that's stipulated within the Nova Scotia Assessment Act. And what that actually means is it's the amount in which, in the opinion of the assessor, would be paid as if it was sold on a date prescribed by the Director of Assessment in an open market by a willing seller and a willing buyer.
Adam Hanna is also a PVSC Assistant Director of Operations and discussed what went into the CBRM's numbers.
We had a large number of new developments and building permits that we received and added to the roll this year. You'll notice a large difference. If you look at the total residential value of just over $9.6 billion and then the adjusted residential with cap applied, it's just over $3 billion less. The reason is in CBRM, there's around 89% of the residential dwellings are in the CAP program. So there's a significantly less, that adjusted total residential with CAP applied is actually the residential taxable amount, whereas the total residential is just the full assessed value. So because there's such a large number of properties that are 89% of the residential dwellings that are in the CAP program in CBRM, there's a just over a $3 billion difference. If you look at the total commercial from 2025 to 2026, it's around a 12% difference in increase. 10 of that 12% is new development. So when you look at the health centers and the hospital, the construction that was being added, those properties are actually taxable exempt. So 10 of that 12% increase is on those taxable exempt properties with the health centers and the hospitals and those new developments being added.
CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark discussed the figures following the meeting.
Well, the good news is construction starts are well up, over 400, and that's good for the local economy and the contract community and also for those that will live within them. It also means that it also adds to some of the upward pressure that we are all witnessing over the last number of years. But also, you're also seeing what they've indicated is sort of a stabilization post-COVID in terms of the number, the market, you know, valuations themselves. So it's one of those situations now where, especially with the cap system, you have variances of what people are getting in their assessed versus actual tax bill itself. So as we continue to go forward, we're seeing at least the positive growth in our community of new home starts and new construction and even upswings in commercial and not just residential. So that's the plus side. But the reality is at a time that we constantly turn on the news and listen to the media, that people are feeling the cost of living crunch and the concerns about day-to-day living costs. Tax bills going up is a pressure on the citizens. And then you have to balance that from presentations that would talk about possible area rates for other transportation services, or how do we look at our tax rates. So that's very mindful as we go into the budget process. that the assessment report, while it is with a team of qualified professionals, their work results in additional tax pressure on the average citizen. So we're mindful of that. We have to be mindful of that going into the budget process, which will start in the next couple weeks.
Property owners will receive a notice of assessment for their property. Appeals must be submitted by February 12th. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.